This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America! 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. There's a story. This is great. Two stories I want to share with you. This is Zero Hedge reported this. Wave of State Department personnel resign. Okay? But the reality is this. Okay, because this is the story first appeared as State Department personnel resign in a wave because Tillerson went and visited State Department's first day. So in protest, everybody resigned. Okay. Now there's an update to the story. According to CNN, according to a CNN report. Okay. This story has shifted now. Now, originally when I was doing the show prep for this show a couple hours ago, the story was there was a wave of State Department personnel that are resigning and they, because Tillerson's coming in. Now, the story has now changed. All right? Because according to two senior administration officials, it wasn't a resignation by the State Department. It was more of a termination. Here's the quote from, again, two senior administration officials. The Trump administration told four top State Department management officials that their services were no longer needed as part of an effort to clean house at Foggy Bottom. Patrick Kennedy, who served for 9 years as the Undersecretary for Management, Assistant Secretaries for Administration and Consular Affairs, Michelle Bond and Joyce Ann Barr, and Ambassador Gentry Smith, Director of the Office of Foreign Missions, were sent letters by the White House that their services were no longer required, the sources told CNN. Oh, well, that's a different story. You mean they were fired? Oh, no, there wasn't a mass wave of resignation. See how the media is? People are all scumbags, seriously. All four career officers serving in positions appointed by the president submitted letters of resignation per tradition at the beginning of a new administration. Letters from the White House said that their resignations were accepted and they were thanked for their service. The White House usually asks career officials in such positions to stay on for a few months until their successors are confirmed. New sheriff in town. Any implication that these four people quit is wrong, one senior State Department official said. These people are loyal to the secretary, the president, and to the State Department. There's not just any attempt here to diss the president. People are not quitting and running away in disgust. This is the White House cleaning house. Mark Toner, the State Department's acting spokesman, said in a statement that these positions are political appointments and require the president to nominate and the Senate to confirm them in these roles. They are not career appointments, but of limited term. A second official echoed that the move appeared to be an effort by the new administration to clean house among the State Department's top leadership. The department will not collapse, a second official said. Everyone has good deputies. It was a huge institutional loss, but the department has excellent subordinates and career people stand up. They will take up responsibility. Now, to say that these people are not political is just, it's a fallacy. It's a lie. You know, because we heard, remember we heard the stories of, well, you know, the people at the CIA and the intelligence communities and the State Department, these people are not political. Come on, really? Of course they're political. They're all appointed. They're all political appointees. Give me a break. Now, another story I want to read to you. Okay. Along the same lines. EPA employees now. Now. This is great. This is, where did I get this? This was, the Washington Free Beacon. EPA employees coming to work in tears because of Trump win. The mood remains dark. Environmental Protection Agency employees have not accepted Donald Trump's victory and are still coming to work in tears more than 2 months after the election. Really? Get over it. Are you kidding me? At EPA's headquarters, the mood remains dark. This is reported by ProPublica. A longtime career communications employee said in a phone interview Tuesday that more than a few friends were coming to work in tears each morning as they grappled with balancing the practical need to keep their jobs with their concern for the issues they work on. Trump's victory has been tough on bureaucrats. Oh, yeah? No. Really? The State Department held, listen to this, stress workshops after the election says they would not become paralyzed by fear. The social justice snowflakes are melting. EPA employees were caught crying before, just after the election, as were White House aides. Energy Department employees were granted counseling. Sobbing staffers greeted Hillary Clinton on Capitol Hill a month after her loss. These people should not be working in these positions if they're sobbing and crying. Clearly, they are political hacks. EPA employees are upset that the new president will take a different approach than the Obama administration. Again. Really? That's why people voted for him, okay? ProPublica called Trump's nomination of Scott Pruitt, the Oklahoma Attorney General, who has sued the EPA over its climate change regulations to lead the agency, dramatic. Dramatic. Doug Eckerson, the EPA's communication director for the transition, told NPR that we'll take a look at what's happening so that the voice coming from the EPA is one that's going to reflect the new administration. Employees are also scared that the climate change part of the EPA, the EPA's website will be removed. Oh, no. Say it ain't so. I told you, this is... Literally, it's a little gift every day. Every day. Every day it's like you're coming downstairs and checking under the Christmas tree. Every day is Christmas now for us. crying, coming to work in tears. Really? What are you crying about? You think people cried after... Obama won 8 years ago. He didn't care about that. You notice how these stories. We never heard this going on. Oh, because now the mood is dark. The mood is dark. The mood remains dark at the EPA headquarters. We'll be right back. The darkness continues in a moment.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552. And advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552, and get ready for results.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Take a drag and roll and retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that brick, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Steve Bannon, the White House chief strategist and top aide to President Trump, lashed out at the news media in an interview published today, referring to the media as the opposition party. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And saying the media should keep its mouth shut after its inability to understand why Trump won the presidency. Speaking to the New York Times, the gray lady, Bannon also tore into those who covered Trump's campaign day-to-day, calling them outright activists who supported former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign. He says, the media should be embarrassed and humiliated and keep its mouth shut and just listen for a while. I want you to quote this. The media here is the opposition party. They don't understand this country. They still do not understand why Donald Trump is the president of the United States. The mainstream media has not fired or terminated anyone associated with following our campaign, Bannon said. Look at the Twitter feeds of these people. They are outright activists for the Clinton campaign. That's what I've said. It's exactly what I have said. And what I have said, too, is that no one, this is the most amazing thing to me. No one's been fired. No one's been terminated. In fact, they keep putting these idiots on TV to say the same stupid stuff. Like, I remember after the primaries, when everybody was wrong. And I kept saying, I mean, like, and of course, they were all wrong throughout. They were wrong throughout the primaries. And I remember, and I said this on the show. Like, wait a minute. These people were all wrong. Yet we're now supposed to believe them when they tell us that Hillary's going to win and there's no way Donald Trump's going to win. These are the same idiots that said he can never win the nomination. Never win the nomination. There's no way. Remember that? No way. No way. Up until the convention, I remember going to the convention, people were thinking, oh, there's going to be some crazy shenanigans going on. I was like, no, there's not. See, they put that in your mind here. It's a big mind game. Bannon added, that's why you have no power, speaking about the media. You were humiliated. He also said, the elite media got it dead wrong, 100% dead wrong, calling it a humiliating defeat that they will never wash away, that will always be there. He also tore into the media over their criticisms of Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, who held the, of course, press briefing on Saturday, calling out the aforementioned reports about crowd size and blasting a reporter for misreporting that Martin Luther King Jr.'s bust had been removed from the Oval Office. The reporter apologized multiple times, and Spicer accepted his apology but kept up his criticism of the error. This was reported for Time magazine. Are you kidding me? Bannon said when asked if he worried that Spicer had lost credibility with members of the media. We think that's a badge of honor. Questioning his integrity, are you kidding me? The media has zero integrity, zero intelligence, and no hard work. You're the opposition party, Bannon added, not the Democrat Party. You're the opposition party. The media's the opposition party. Bam. He's absolutely 100% right. The media is the opposition party. And they still do not get it. And you'd think that they would get it by now. You'd think that somebody would have told them, hey, you guys, you're idiots. But But no. No. Uh-uh. No. They're not going to get it. Evidenced by this. I got to mention this, okay? Now that we're here, at this juncture, I want to talk about this. Oh, here we go. MSNBC anchor Joy Reid. Okay. Who, by the way, does anybody watch MSNBC? I don't think so. The host of MSNBC's AM Joy tweeted a call to report for reporters to boycott President Trump's press conferences on her official Twitter account Sunday. Okay. So this is what she said. I think White House correspondents have to think seriously about whether to attend the White House briefings. Retweet to agree. Really? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to boycott now? I mean, have at it. Do you think that by boycotting, you're actually, it's anybody's going to care? I mean, do you really think anybody's going to care? No. In fact, if you don't show up, great. Because you're not going to be called upon anymore. So, you know, have at it. If that's what you guys think, then by all means have at it. By all means have at it. I mean, really? I got to get to this. There was an article today in Politico. And I'm not even making this up. The title of this article, okay? And this is almost like a made-up article. This is a little something of the Onion, okay? Democrats hold lessons on how to talk to real people. I'm going to get into this when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709. Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, you, Jay, Lucy, give us a spotlight. Give you something that you know to change the weather. But a kettle of fire is calm and nice, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, this is an article in Politico. And I had to do a double take here, and I thought it was like a joke here. Democrats hold lessons on how to talk to real people. This is awesome. Senate Democrats geared up for battle with President Donald Trump by preparing to talk to people who voted for him and by hearing from one of his arch nemesis. Gathering in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, Democrats were scheduled to hear Thursday from liberal political operative David Brock, Center for American Progress CEO Neera Tanden, and Priorities USA CEO Guy Cecil in a session called Hold Trump Accountable. Earlier in the day, Senator Joe Manchin moderated a discussion with Trump voters according to a draft schedule obtained by Politico. Really? They're having a, this is the best, but this is just shows how clueless they are. Okay? Think about it. David Brock, Center for American Progress, CEO Neera Tanden. Really? Those are the people? Those are the people that really? Oh my God! It's stunning. Now there's another story. I gotta refer to this. This is the Daily Beast. Again, no right wing publication. Democrats to David Brock, stop helping us. You're killing us. Democrats know they need someone to lead them out of the wilderness, but they say that someone is not David Brock. Yet David Brock, again, this is today. Yet David Brock is one of the people in this conference that Democrats are holding about how to talk to people. So let me just, I want to read from this article. This is the Daily Beast today. As David Brock attempts to position himself as a leader in rebuilding a demoralized Democrat Party in the age of Trump, many leading Democrat organizers and operatives are wishing the man would simply disappear. Many in the party, Clinton loyalists, Obama veterans, and Bernie Sanders supporters alike, talk about the man not as a sought-after ally in the fight against Trumpism, but as a nuisance and a hanger-on overseeing a colossal waste of cash. And former employees say that he has hurt the cause. In the week since Donald Trump pulled off a surprise victory over Hillary Clinton, party stalwarts have scrambled to identify key figures for a robust revitalization in a post-Obama era. Brock, founder of the media watchdog Media Matters for America and liberal super PAC American Bridge and Correct the Record, has volunteered himself to lead the reconstruction, vowing to kick Donald Trump's ass. All right, how'd that work out? During Trump's inauguration weekend, Brock held a conference for activists, politicians, and donors at a resort in South Florida to pitch his grand vision. All but one of the candidates currently running to chair the DNC committee attended. Meanwhile, many Democrat grassroots activists and campaign alums have been giving his proposed plan some stern side eye. His ability to produce wins for Democrats is non-existent, Jeff Weaver, former campaign manager for Bernie Sanders, told the Daily Beast. He does not have the kind of understanding of what kind of coalition you have to bring together to win national races. That's his fundamental problem. Okay? During the 2016 election, Brock and his network positioned themselves as prominent allies to the Clinton campaign, generating opposition research, stunts, and ads against Trump and supporting Hillary Clinton in the primary. Brock bragged early last year that his team had assembled a mountain of damaging oppo that could knock Trump Tower down to the sub-basement. But Trump Tower still stands, and Brock's failed groups failed to help Clinton to victory. And Brock, for his part, is unfazed by his criticism. FYI, the Center for American Progress is also a Soros subsidiary, I should say. Just FYI. These people are all tied in together. It's clear why Brock has acquired a long list of enemies in the more progressive corners of his own party. Brock's political evolution is well known. The former anti-Clinton right-winger who started in the late 1990s transformed into a relentlessly pro-Clinton Democrat operative. But the friction between Brock and Democrats is not merely limited to its more progressive faction. Many alumni of Obama's campaigns and White House, as well as Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 run, say they want Brock to stay away from the Democrats' future plan. I don't think David Brock has been helpful to the party to date. I don't think he will be a big part of its future, a former Clinton campaign official told the Daily Beast. And it's surprising that many other people don't see it that way. Yeah, and he's the one that's telling Democrats how to speak to real people. He doesn't have any idea. But listen, all this is awesome. All right? This is great. Another senior 2016 Clinton aide, who asked not to be named because the ex-staffer did not want to deal with Brock's BS, described Brock and his organization in 2016 as useless. You might as well have thrown those tens of millions of dollars down a well and set the well on fire. Two sources told the Daily Beast that in the last couple of months, Brock and his team reached out to former Clinton campaign officials, including ex-National Press Secretary Brian Fallon, to join Brock's new anti-Trump war room. All, however, declined the offer simply because no one wants anything to do with him. Brock and his teams also became staunch allies of the Obama re-election campaign and the Obama White House. Brock would throw lavish parties where Team Obama figures would make appearances and literally sip the champagne. I met with him a couple times. He's effing weird, a former Obama administration official who also requested anonymity told the Daily Beast, I felt like I was meeting Magatu from Zoolander. I don't know what the F Brock's network did besides raise a ton of money. And I don't think the after action report on 2016 says we need more David Brock. Probably the opposite is true. Just so you know, this guy, David Brock, he's the one in this this article, this Politico article. It's part of this group of people talking. They got to learn how to talk to real people. So, of course, they bring in David Brock, who doesn't know how to talk to anybody. And everybody, even Democrats don't like the guy. There you go, Media Matters, David Brock. All right. All righty then. I just think that this is awesome, really. Keep doing what you're doing. You see, clearly, the left and the Democrat Party clearly haven't figured this out. Clearly, the media hasn't figured this out. They still don't get it. And again, like I say all the time, how is it that everybody else gets it? It's like the emperor's new clothes here. You know, we're all going, you're naked. You're buck naked. You're naked. But the media, you know, and the Democrat Party, they're all like, my God, what beautiful clothes the emperor has. I love the stitching. It's wonderful. And the way the silk breezes against your skin as the wind blows. I mean, what is wrong with these people? People are idiots. You're idiots. You are idiots. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. In losing Megyn Kelly, Fox News appears to have fallen upward to higher ratings at a lower price. Let me explain. Fox News offered Megyn Kelly $25 million. $25 million. That's Bill O'Reilly money. Just so you know, Bill O'Reilly makes $25 million a year in salary, just in salary at Fox News. He's the big dog. He's the highest paid person at Fox News. It does not include his books and all the other stuff he's got going on, his tours, all that. $25 million salary. Okay? Fox News' Tucker Carlson is nearly doubling the ratings of his predecessor, Megyn Kelly, because Tucker Carlson took over the 9 p.m. slot. When compared to the same time period last year, according to Nielsen Media Research, this is from The Hill, Tucker Carlson Tonight is up 95% in the 25 to 54-year-old demographic that advertisers covet the most, compared with the same period in 2016, when the Kelly file occupied the 9 p.m. Eastern time slot. Carson has averaged 775,000 viewers per night in the category, while Kelly averaged 398,000 during the same period from January 11th to January 22nd. That Kelly can be so easily eclipsed is a very, very bad omen for NBC. It is a testimony to the effectiveness of Tucker Carlson, but it also hints at the hollowness of the buzz around her. Much of that buzz derived from her status as a subversive at a conservative-leaning network. Talk that will dissipate once she's at NBC. Plus, Fox News viewers don't appear to miss her terribly, and there's little reason to believe they'll follow her to NBC, as I have said. As Jack Schaefer notes, stars who leave the network that made them stars often fail away from them. One lesson Barbara Walters and Katie Couric and other high-profile network defectors, Harry Reasoner, Diane Sawyer, Roger Mudd, and I can add Anderson Cooper and Meredith Vieira, who else? Well, hell, Oprah can't even make that afternoon show on her own network work, okay? The transferability of star power doesn't necessarily transfer once you leave that specific venue that you're in. Kelly's decision to leave was supposed to weaken Fox News and bolster its competitors. But so far, it appears to have saved Rupert Murdoch a ton of money. He actually had offered her a reported $100 million to stay. Apparently, it was a four-year deal at $25 per. He also eliminated a huge problem. Okay? And that was a preening a prima donna. In fact, my sources tell me that her nickname at Fox News was Me. Have that on good authority. The fact that NBC has lured her away, it's already failed. In switching from Kelly to Carlson, Fox has gained a new star, double the ratings, and it's freed itself from an overrated star. She is, trust me, going to regret. How do you turn down $25 million? I don't even get it. Let me just say this, because I work in media. Just so you know, I'm the executive producer of my show. I write my own material. I do all my show prep. I produce the show as well as host it. I'm the executive producer and the host of the show. When you're on TV, let me just tell you something. You don't do anything. You've got an executive producer. You've got producers. You've got directors. You've got writers. You've got hair and makeup people. You got all you got to do is read. You got to read. It's the easiest job in the world. Easiest job in the world. You literally show up. They take you to hair and makeup. They dress you. They treat you like a little baby. Trust me, I've been on sets. I've been on plenty of TV, movie sets. And trust me when I tell you, when you're talent like that, you do nothing. Easiest gig in the world. To think that, I mean, this is just ego. To think that people are going to follow her? Like, who's going to follow her and listen to her on NBC? Afternoon talk show. Who the hell wants to listen to her? Nobody. The Fox viewers can't stand her. She made her bones at Fox. And I guess she thought that that was going to translate into mainstream media. And she was going to go off to NBC or CBS or whatever. Now, obviously, she's made a deal with NBC. But I knew this was coming. I had my sources at Fox News were telling me the same, that she was out. And I've been saying this for a year. If you listen to my show, I've been saying she's out. But what a dummy. I mean, honestly, to think that you're going to walk away from $100 million guaranteed. It's $100 million. Where are you going to make $100 million? I never understand these people leave like a successful TV show or a gig like that. You'd have to kick me off. Yeah, you'd have to drag me out of there kicking and screaming. Are you kidding me? I mean, she was literally the star over there. She did nothing. I mean, you can pretty much get any a good-looking blonde chick to read the teleprompter. Let's be honest here. And now Tucker Carlson. He's killing it in that slot. that nine p.m. slot. Because you know what I used to do? I used to turn the channel when I saw Megyn Kelly. I couldn't watch Ava Braun. I couldn't watch her. She became unwatchable to me. Everything about her, her voice inflection, her tones, how she looked, that stupid look on her face, that smugness about her. She thought she was smarter than everybody. I guarantee you she's freaking out right now. And I guarantee you that NBC's going to have major buyer's remorse. Because are liberal viewers going to embrace her? No. Conservative women, are they going to follow her? No. Who's watching Megyn Kelly now? She had a built-in audience. It's done. My prediction, say goodbye, Megyn Kelly. She will be relegated to the trash heap of history. You'll never hear from her again. Trust me. This is it for her. Oh, yeah, they'll make an attempt to make this work because they've got her under contract and NBC has to do it. It's a huge corporation. But trust me, ain't going to work. And I never understand these people. Really. It's the easiest gig in the world. You don't have to do anything. I'm sure she did no show prep. Anyway, all right, I'm out of time for the day. I got to start on my show prep for tomorrow. Check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is a really, truly an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show. Changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.